Reading Zohar for all, item 35. You can watch and ask questions on CAB TV, and selected questions will be aired. Parashat Acharei Mot, item 35.
Okay, well, what do we need? We need one intention only, to connect in order to make from us that place where the Creator is revealed. The whole method is how to arrange this place. Because there was no Kabbalah, there's a system for revelation of the Creator. So the system is for building this place. And what is the method? Connection. So let's think at last how we connect our desires, our yearnings, our deficiencies, so that they will all be connected for one goal, in order to make a place for the Creator to be revealed, to bring him contentment.
Item 35. When the rivers reach the Malchut, they stop and do not return. It says, to the place where the rivers go, they stop, because the river never stops its waters, and they're equal to the two poles of Netzach and Hod, Lalechet Batzadik Yesod, to find blessings and happiness, like it says, you have created this whale to play with. This is the righteous. 36. And it says, all shall come to you to get their food in time. In time is the Matronita, which is the Malchut, the time of the Tzaddik, the Yesod. Because of that, all are expecting Ito. All those that are nourished down below are nourished from this place, where the lower receive only from the Malchut, as it says, the eyes of all shall be turned to you, and you give them their food in time. 37. When the Yesod, which is called all, mevasim leito to the Malchut, and she connects with him, all of the worlds are in happiness, all of the worlds are in grace. Then the peace is in the upper and in the lowers. And when the wicked of the world make it so that the blessings are no longer there, the blessings of the rivers, Chagat de Zeranpin, and this time suckles from a different side, from the Din, then the Din awakens in the world, and peace is no longer there. And when the people of the world wish to be blessed, they cannot, but through the Kohen, in order to awaken his Sfira, Chesed, and the Matronita shall be blessed, the Malchut, and the blessings shall be found in all the worlds. And an article, V'al Yavo Bechol Et El HaKodesh, will not come to the holiness at any time. After the death, 38, after the death of the sons of Aaron, Moses, he asked for chesed, mercy from the Creator. Said Moses, if the people of the world shall repent before you, whom shall they be blessed by? If the people of the world shall come back to you, who shall they be blessed by? And the Creator said, you speak to me, speak on to Aaron, your brother, because all the blessings are in his hands, the lower and the upper ones, him being the Merkava, the chariot for the Chesed. 39. There are times before the Creator to find a desire and to find the blessings and to ask for And there are times where the desire is not present and the blessings do not come and hard judgments awaken in the world. And there are times where the judgment talui. There are times in the year where the desire is present, and there are times in the year where the judgment, the din, is present. And in that year where the din is present and threatens the world, but it's hanging above the world, but, and there are the times that there is the desire in them, and there are times that the judgments are there, and they...
Itin is called a more general desire towards the general, towards the abilite. What is time? It's a state. These are only states inside the desire to receive. There are only changes in the desire. So there are general desires, meaning a general field. And within this general field, there's a private state in some area between some souls of that type or of that system and so forth. And then later, there are certain additional conditions, the itim, the times. Yes.
40. Itim, times that exist in the week where the desire is present, and there are times during the week that the judgments are present in the world. And there are times during the days where the desires and the world and the world mitubasem, and there are times during the days where the judgments are present. And even in an hour, there are different times. And therefore, it says, and time for every object under the skies. And it says, and it is time to pray to the Creator. And it says, demand the Creator where He is present. And it says, why shall the Creator stand from afar? Ta'alim leitot betzara. And it says, the Creator appears to me from afar, and at times He is close, as it says, close is the Creator to all those who call out to Him. And for that it says, speak unto Aaron your brother, and do not come to the holiness at any time. 41. Speak in time good. And the Creator warns Aaron not to be wrong about the iniquity that his sons were wrong in, because this time is the Malchut. And for this reason, he shall not be wrong in connecting a different time to the king, as it says, and he shall not come to holiness at any time, meaning that even though that he shall see the time that was given into the hands of another, into the hands of the impure forces to rule the world, that was given unto him in order to unite and bring the world closer to holiness, because I and my name are one, where both the impure forces serves only me. And for this reason, he shall not come to holiness at any time, and shall come by this, which is the Malchut of holiness. As it says, by this Aaron shall come to holiness, because Zot is at the time that cleaves on to my, that grabs hold of my name in Yud, which is Yesod, that is accounted to me, and shall not come in holiness, and shall not come at any time. 42. It says, He made everything beautifully in due time. Everything is Yesod, made it beautifully in its time, the Malchut, which is called It, one in the other, and others shall not mix between them, in time, in the Malchut, and not in another. Because of this, this is a warning to Aaron, and shall not come at any time to the holiness. How will he come? By this, in the Malchut. As it says, Bazot yavo Aaron el HaKodesh. Aaron shall come to holiness by this. 43, it says, Be'edat Korach, and the land became angry at them, and they were lost. What does it mean, lost? As it says, and I have eradicated that soul from its nation. Different are the sons of Aaron from the Korach, that it says about them that they shall be lost from the public. And we starved and were lost, we perished, which includes 200 people that sacrificed incense that were lost, and the sons of Aaron were not lost. 44. It says, and you will not come to holiness at any time. And it says, by this Aaron shall come to holiness. It should have said that at the 10th of the month shall come to holiness. And it says, by this will come. And it did not explain the matter of time, because it and this time and Zot both are names of the Malchut that they knew, the Kohens. But for what the sons of Aaron sinned, the Creator wanted to warn for them not to harm the Malchut as his sons did. Eli from Chadera is asking, while reading, there is a thought in the heart for the friends to unite into one. For some reason, I can't integrate into this one together with the friends. Is this the right prayer?
Yes, of course. Connecting several things together, that's our work. By doing this, we connect the Kli and the light and the Masach between them. This is all of reality. But with us, it spreads, it kind of gets interpreted in what we're at. The topic that I'm studying, that I want, instead of this, to imagine my internal attributes and the action of the light that connects me to others, and that I will reveal in the connection between us what I'm studying. All this and more thoughts and problems, calculations that are running in our hearts and our minds. All this a person has to go through, and all in order to kind of purify it a little bit more, just sand it off a little bit more, and be a little bit more, and prepare the clean more to take out all the dirt out of it, all the impurities, and the person gets used to it. He gets used to being in a thing and its opposite, meaning not to be adhered and connected completely to his ego, to his desire. Rather to, although he feels it, but to be over, above it. Although he feels it, to be in calculations that are outside of him. This work, we need to do this work. We need to make these efforts in order to, what is I've efforted and I found? If I don't effort and I don't build for myself the ability later to find, for it to be revealed to me, a new property to be revealed to me. How can it be revealed? In what? In a desire that's not ready. How will it be revealed? There's no such thing. You understand? So, therefore, these efforts are exactly all the expertise of the Kabbalists, is that they know how to give us such texts in order to awaken us, in us, inside our soul, in our thoughts, and in our feelings, responses and thoughts that, despite ourselves, will have to move to a connection between them and give efforts like a little child that doesn't know how to do, but once again he's trying, and once again he's trying. And then in the end, we come to the right form. Everything was prepared for us, for the small ones. And is how it works. The main thing is to constantly be in this, to give more and more and more effort. This is really important. A person that continues, he sees the result. But because there are those that until they start hearing, it takes years. And it's not years that are just wasted. It's simply this is their role also in the system. There are those that are rewarded quick and they pass. There are those that are rewarded a little slower and gather and accumulate within themselves a certain material. The system is constructed from many parts similar to an electronical system. You have capacitors and resistors and all different components, and you have like little things like transistors, valves that open the streams, things that increase or decrease, different filters, meaning the system, and it's all in accordance to different things and suiting to different things. It's built in a way that it expresses the property of light in perfection, in completeness, in wholeness. This desire, which is nothing, it's just it receives a form from its choice, from its desire, from the fact that it attains and understands and grasps the program and changes himself, that he becomes like the light. Meaning, he's not the light; rather, he reveals the light. He does everything in order to reveal it, even more than the light itself. This means that he's doing the work from metal, from like the inanimate, from the dust, to make all those properties like Nukva towards Zaha. What can I do? I want to support him. I want to do everything in order to raise him, in order to give him a place to be revealed. This matter, which is called the desire to receive, also receives wisdom and chokhmah and feeling that there is no such other thing that can be initially in nature. So we have to understand that this is us, and this is, when this is going through us, a lot of time and actions and small actions and all these things have to go there. And to give time for this, we have to give time and place for this. Well, we'll give place, please.
The article Al Ken Alamot Ahavecha, Ahavucha. Al Ken Ahavot
Ahavucha.
Item 45. All of the offerings and all. Again. All of the offerings are the contentment of the Creator, but it is not as it's not contentment to the extent to which the essence is, and for this reason they were not punished. All the people were not punished by the rest of the offerings, like with the incense, where all of the incense was here worked with more than anything else, because incense means connecting in Aramaic.
Also an offering. All the work is done this way. All the work in the temple, everything that happens there, all the jobs that are there, all in order to get closer.
46. To the smell of your good oil, Shemen Turak Shimcha, and the smell, because the smell of the incense is thin and pure and internal more than anything else, and when that smell rises, which are the sefirot of the Zeranpin. They shine and connect. And then this oil is good to light. As it says, to the smell of your oil, that is good. The light, chesedim, the smell, the illumination of the chokhmah that shines from below up, from the malchut. And this chokhmah does not shine, but in the clothing of the chesedim and the zeranpin. And by the ktoret, they raise the reach, the smell, from the malchut to the chesedim of zeranpin to clothe in them.
Not forget that we are the vessel that awakens these things. From the side of the vessels, from the side of the kelim, to think. Connection.
And also the chesedim of Zeranpin, which are called the oil, are revealed by the illumination of the chokhmah. And the scent, the illumination of the chokhmah, connects in the oil. And the oil, chesedim, is revealed in the illumination of the chokhmah by the perception of the reach. And then these oils are good to shine. 47. And then the shemen came from one degree to another by the degrees that are called the holy name, the malchut. As it says, shemen turak shmecha. Therefore, alamot ahavucha. Alamot, they are the worlds, olamot, because since the shemen was poured to the malchut, which is called Shem, from it you get all of the worlds. The concealments are degrees, which are chesedim. That's called alamot, from the word he'alem, concealment. And all is one, because the name olamot is also, since they disappear. 48. Olamot, as it says, and you shall give prey to her home and law to her daughters, which are the seven eichalot of the Bria that serve the Malchut and are called the seven rivers. These rivers, which are the Alamot, loved you to bless your name and sing before you. And from there come the blessings in all of the lower ones, and the upper ones are blessed, and the lower ones are as well. 49. Therefore, the alamot avucha, which means they've loved you for the death, because in the oil, the chesedim, the authors of the owners of the judgments are purified, because alamot otiyot al mot. When the chokhmah and the malchut is without the chesedim, extend from them very harsh dinim. And for this reason, the malchut and its degrees like to cleave on to the zeranpin, which is chesedim. As it says, therefore, alamot avucha, because the separation from you is very hard. Because the incense, the illumination of the chokhmah, connects in the shemen, the highest one, which is chesedim, and is important to the Creator more than all the offerings. Knesset Israel said, the malchut, I, as incense, because the malchut is the lower chokhmah, and you, zeranpin, kashemen, chesedim. And therefore it says, therefore, alamot ahavucha, pull me with you and we shall run in plural, I and all of my armies, because all cleave on to me, and therefore pull me, for they rely on me. 50. Heviani HaMelech Hadarav, he brought me to his rooms, the king, we shall rejoice and be happy in you, and if the king shall bring me to his rooms, we shall rejoice, I and all my armies, because the armies, while Knesset Israel rejoices and blesses, all are happy, and the deen, the judgment, does not dwell in the world then, and therefore it says, the heavens shall be happy with the Gilaritz. There are questions. How do you practically keep not leaving? Do everything but to leave?
This is a problem. It depends what other than the shadow is for a person. Because there are those that enter and check and they see that it's not for them and they run away. They go fast. They see that it's not what they expected. There are those that come and their heart holds them there, that their internal desire doesn't let them go out. Even though they don't understand and don't know, but whatever they do, in somewhat, when they grasp something and they hold on to themselves with something. And there are those, and there are those that want to actually receive from this not what the wisdom of Kabbalah is giving, the method of correction. Rather, they want some external wisdom, external knowledge, some force. There are those that come to fill their passions for some virtues and some miracles and wonders and more and more. There are those because of health, because of there are those and there are those. It doesn't miss, people aren't missing other, you know, their approaches and their needs from the wisdom of Kabbalah other than what the true one is. So we need to not pay attention to this. This is legitimate. It's everything is as a result of the flaws that have been going on for 2,000 years. And therefore, let the person be. But if in the end he goes, it's not worthwhile to hold on to him. Other than leave is talking about him. We're not allowed to grab onto him anyway. Stay. Oh, we're together. You're our friend. No. If he is disconnecting, unless it happens to him, you know, from sorrow or from some, you know, heartbreak that has been copied for a while, then we need to awaken him. But if he truly, from his decision and his previous behavior, was disconnected, also, anyhow, from the actions, from connection, then there's no point in bringing him back. It simply doesn't. It's not the form that he needs to get closer to the correction. It could be that in some other form, in some more external way, through there are those that moved to Judaism, there are those that went to a little bit more philosophy or what, I'm not sure, you know, where they are there, but let a person find his place alone. Trust the upper light that arranges things for all of us. We gave him an opportunity to be between us. He chose. That's it. So other than leave, imagine to yourself. And for every moment.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.